You're now listening to the English news of Gangneung Radio and Television Station. On September 5th, Ms. Lee Tae-seung-mai, president of Gangneung City Labor Federation, attended the new school year 2024-2025 opening ceremony and donated 50 gifts to disadvantaged students at Taitung Secondary and High School. To mark the beginning of the school year, leaders of Gangneung City Labor Federation read a congratulatory letter from the General Secretary, President Do Lam, to the education sector. They also donated 50 gifts to disadvantaged students at Taitung Secondary and High School. The gifts included 1,000 notebooks and 50 backpacks, totaling nearly 20 million Vietnamese dong. These gifts aim to encourage and support students in challenging circumstances as they continue their education. The hope is that these students will remain motivated, self-reliant, and active in their school activities, ultimately becoming good citizens. Additionally, Taitung Secondary and High School awarded 20 scholarships to students who have excelled despite their difficulties, with each scholarship ranging from 500,000 to 1 million Vietnamese dong to assist them in the new school year. On September 5th morning, Gangneung City Department of Natural Resources and Environment launched the Green School Waste Reduction Pilot Project at Do Hinh Thanh Primary School in collaboration with several environmental organizations. This pilot project seeks to enhance plastic waste collection by using trash traps and creating the area-first recycling system. The Green School Waste Reduction Model at Do Hinh Thanh Primary School aims to create a green, clean, and friendly environment for students, fostering an environmentally conscious and responsible future generation. The project targets a 10 to 20% reduction in school waste by encouraging practices like limiting single-use items, promoting waste sorting, and involving parents in waste separation at the source. On September 6 morning, the People's Committee of Gangneung City, in collaboration with the Ministry of Industry and Trade, hosted the Conference on Trade Promotion and Import-Export Development in the Mekong Delta. Mr. Nguyen Thuc Hinh, Vice Chairman of the People's Committee of Gangneung City, attended and gave the opening speech. The leader of the City People's Committee stated that the conference provides a valuable opportunity to address and explore ways to enhance promotion activities and export development in the Mekong Delta region. Discussions at the conference focus on various topics, including trade promotion and import-export activities, building brands for high-quality goods, advancing digital transformation in regional trade, strengthening regional trade promotion for key product groups, developing logistic services and enterprises to support import-export activities, and improving the involvement and coordination of major enterprises in purchasing, distributing, and e-commerce for regional products. On September 6, the Department of Science and Technology held a training conference on intellectual property rights and industrial property information for 120 delegates from Gangneung City's departments, institutes, schools, and businesses. During the training session, delegates receive an overview of intellectual property, including Vietnamese and international legal frameworks. They were introduced to the process of registering for industrial property production and other relevant topics in science and technology. The session also covered registration procedures and the use of industrial property information in line with the 2022 amendments to the intellectual property laws and new regulations effective from 2023 and 2024. Additionally, the Department of Science and Technology presented details on Gangneung City's intellectual property development program through 2030. The Southern Hydrometeorological Station reports that rainfall in September has increased in the southern provinces and Ho Chi Minh City, surpassing the long-term average for this period. Thunderstorms are primarily occurring in the afternoons and evenings, with minimal rain at night and sunny mornings. In the first week of September, total rainfall exceeded the long-term average, generally ranging from 70 to 200 millimeters. Between September 10 and 20, there is a chance of storms and tropical depressions affecting the North or the Central East Sea. In the South, expect widespread rain, showers, and thunderstorms, with some areas experiencing moderate to heavy rainfall. From September 20 to 30, the region will see widespread scattered showers and thunderstorms, with potential for moderate to heavy rain in some areas. Total rainfall for this period is expected to be higher than the long-term average, ranging from 70 to 180 millimeters. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.